Welcome to the Ignite Your Acting Career Podcast, session number 5.
Are you looking to accelerate your acting career, to stand out from the pack? Join host Frank Fawcett as we ignite your acting career.
Hey guys, this is Frank Fawcett. I just want to let you know that Ignite Your Acting Career is now a member of the Amazon Affiliates Program. Go to our website, igniteyouractingcareer.com. Click the banner ad at the top. Shop as you normally would. No additional charge to you. Pick up a Amazon Fire TV right now. Or check out Amazon Prime. It's good research for actors. I've been watching it myself, and it's a great thing. So support us. Igniteyouractingcareer.com. Click the banner ad at the top, and you will be supporting our show. Igniteyouractingcareer.com. This is Frank Fawcett, your host, and we're back after a brief hiatus. I apologize for anybody who was looking for the show and couldn't find it. There was a lot of things going on around here, but this week's episode is entitled Dance Like Nobody's Watching. It comes from a quote that I heard way back when from a very, very wise director and legend in the game. She told me, and our class, you got to dance like there's nobody watching. It's a very famous quote by William Perkey. Love like you'll never be hurt. Sing like there's nobody listening and live like it's heaven on earth. Now that's the core of what it takes to keep going as an artist in this. You got to dance like nobody's watching. I mean, because a lot of times there won't be anybody watching. And I think about it now in the way the acting business is set up. There are so many entry points. And there are so many points for people to build their audience from either, say, a web series or a little known TV series. Or, I mean, you know, you've got your traditional methods, the television and film, which are more and more rare. You've got the indie circuit, which is coming up through the film festivals, and there are so many film festivals. And then on top of that, you've got all the online watch instantly on Netflix or Amazon Prime, one of our sponsors. Go ahead and check Amazon Prime out again. But yeah, there's just so many entry points to the business right now. And I think at times it can be overwhelming because we now realize that the world is very small. We now realize that everything we do, you could be doing Oscar caliber work and very few people will see it. Unless that audience is built. Unless you have the resources or the backing of a major studio, you can get lost in the shuffle. You can be doing 20 years of great movies, but does that take away the worth and the value that you've gotten from being in your calling, from doing your art? And that's what we need to ask. Is it worth stepping out there and being in every web series that comes up to you, every student film that you're approached with or that you have the opportunity to audition for and book? There is a definite benefit to doing that. I mean, I think, we can't be minimizing the impact of, it was a looming threat of reality TV to everything that we hold dear. And I mean, now you even see reality TV stars seeking to do what we do. You see musicians seeking to see what we do, to be where we are. And that's put up a new dynamic. While it has been easier, I would say now is probably the easiest time to get yourself on screen. But that low entry point now makes it seem like everybody and their mother feels like they can do this and do this career well. Now, I'm not going to take it away from because, I mean, it always takes an initial spark. It always takes a confident thought to say, yeah, I can step out there, because it's kind of a big thing to say. You know, like, I can put myself out there in the category of Tom Cruise or Denzel Washington. You know, I think I've got that. I can handle that. People around me think I'm funny. You know, I can put myself out there. I'm the best. You know, like, that takes a big jump in faith. It's a big leap. And then even when you say that, what they don't tell you is that there's a whole lot of commitment that takes place after that. A whole lot of, I guess, ups and downs, and also like really staying dedicated. You know, it's easy to say it the first time, but sometimes there's an instant gratification because, you know, now you've booked this web series and everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, you're working, you're doing your thing. But are you doing your thing on the scale that you want to be doing your thing? And that's where we need to realize what we have as artists and our value in to society. How do we then make it clear that not only are we here now, in this business, but that we're willing to be active participants in this business. And there will be a time where you're just really excited to go jump on, you know, whatever you can. But as far as moving your career forward, you won't see anything other than potentially a tape, and sometimes not even a tape. You'll hear directors say, copy credit and meals. Yeah. If You Hound Me should be added to that. If You Stay On Top Of Me and Ask Me Every Chance You Get, are you done with this project? But realize sometimes those projects take years to come out. So that's why we need to be clear on what we want to do and how we plan on getting there. You know, there's a lot of weekend warriors, you know, who won't be there necessarily throughout the whole career. And I'm trying to set you up for a long career in this business and, you know, actually a lot of success early sometimes isn't great either, you know, because that'll make you want to stop doing it altogether and go do something else. You're like, oh, I've mastered this. Yeah. One time there was a girl who was coming out of grad school, or she came out of a program, and she told one of my actor friends, oh, I've mastered auditioning. She said it's so pompous and so pronounced. And we couldn't do anything but laugh because, I mean, yeah, you've mastered auditioning. When's the last time you booked first? And she hadn't booked in a long, long time. And then second, after you've mastered auditioning, it's not really a skill you want to really master because it's always evolving. And the fact is, you know, there's people in this business who don't even audition for roles. Just realize that. Realize that the top 3 or 4 agents in this business release a project where they represent the producer, director, writer, and the stars. And then in order to get some of the stars, they have also committed some of those smaller roles to some of their other clients that are maybe just starting out or building up their resume. And then they're released to the general auditioning agents, anybody else below that, hundreds of agents below that. And so they're getting their clients in there. You know, some of them are better than others, and managers are there as well. And then you have the self-submission people. So there's so many layers to this that, you know, mastering auditioning is the least of our worries. And it sounds crazy to say that. Because if you've been auditioning, you know, for a lot and not getting a lot, you might want to rethink your approach on auditioning. And you might want to just be a little more humble going into the whole process. And maybe, just maybe, somebody might want to hang out and work with you for months on a film set or whatever, or in a play. So anyway, that's a sidebar, but I just thought that was funny because me and my friend would laugh about that. We would just be like, oh, wow. So you've mastered auditioning. I get it. And but you know what? It actually is fueled from a place of just, you know, I'm done with this part of the process, you know, so I can't really be mad at her for that, because she definitely was like, all right, I'm ready to get on to the next thing. So, you know, it was still her desire that was pushing her forth, but I just thought it was funny. So anyway, dance like nobody's watching. Everybody, just know that this could be a career in which you have a tremendous amount of success. But success is only measurable by your own idea of what success is. And, you know, we see so often that there are young actors who get into the business and have a great deal of success, but for whatever reason, they don't feel fulfilled, or they can't get past a certain type casting, or they can't break out of their box. And so you see them maybe do something erratic. By all intents and purposes, this is no diss. Shia LaBeouf has this exact thing going on in his career, I think. And I think now would be a perfect time. If Shia LaBeouf is listening to this, he could go into the theater and just really pound it, or go, you know, just take private coaching and go and pound that. And I think to a certain extent he is going that way. I think it's happened, it's manifested itself in different ways, like, you know, his art career, where he's doing, you know, installations and, you know, happenings. But, you know, now would be the time to readjust his artist, you know. That's what I would call it, readjusting your artist, being able to recalibrate for the future of your career. Because, I mean, you know, he had some big movies, some Transformers, Billion Dollar Grocers, you know, like, you know, let's see, all the other films. But he had been kind of grandfathered in from his, you know, being a child star or a teen star or tween star. And it's now time for him to graduate to some adult work. And I think it's great that he's potentially taking some time off, because that can also focus. And, you know, when you're in that position, now you don't have to worry about hustling. You know, you don't have to make a lot of money right now. I'm sure he's living off of residuals and, you know, whatever income, because he's had a full career. But examining your inner artist, and redefining yourself, that's the key to longevity. It's constantly taking a look at it. You know, now what you did as a child wouldn't necessarily be up to snuff as an adult. And a lot of people have growing pains. You know, I'm probably going through a growing pain right about now. When I got into the business, I was told, you know, I'm tall, I'm 6'2". And I still had the face of a high school kid, you know, like it was about growing into my body, you know, and gaining the wisdom that goes along with being that person. And I think just now, honestly, I'm in my 30s and I'm starting to realize like what my full self has evolved into, and how do I now play these adult roles. And now, just really, I mean, I've always played adult roles, don't get it wrong, because when I was in the theater, you know, you get that rep, you get that chance to continuously push yourself and challenge yourself outside of your physical type. But I think once you get into the professional world, there's more specifics put into how you look and, you know, what your mentality is and if can you really pull this off as a, you know, an adult. So some people peak earlier than others, and some people are, you know, it takes them a little while longer to get to that place. So it took me a little while longer to get to the place. I had a baby face. I'm sorry. What am I going to do? But anyway, back to the point, you know, a lot of anonymity comes in. Did I say that right? Anonymity comes in this business when you don't, you feel like you're putting your best foot forward, you know, and you're starting to, you know, get in every little thing you can find on online. And, you know, at a certain point, you realize that's not enough. You're like, why am I not getting the bounce pass from Hollywood to star in something right about now? I'm starring in these films. But I would just advise you to keep going. You know, I've said it before, it's shark-like. You have to keep consuming everything in front of you and allowing yourself to do it. Now, I wouldn't consume to the point of crippling yourself financially or not realistically going after what you could potentially get. But, at a certain point, you have to become a professional actor. And that means joining a union. That means doing union work and, you know, being responsible in that way. People make a big deal out about joining the union because it is quite an investment. But guys, if you're just starting off, don't worry about being in the union. The union, when you book a union job, they will ask you to join the union. Simple as that. You know, there's some people who do a web series that falls under SAG jurisdiction and they're now really hell-bent on paying, you know, however much money it is. You know, it's probably $3,000 now. I haven't looked it up in a while, but they're missing out on all the opportunities they can have to grow because now they are really under union jurisdiction and they have to do union work. That's rule one of joining Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA. I wouldn't even sweat it. I would really focus on what I could do. And honestly, you know, there's some areas that are right to work and, you know, there's some real weird legislation that crosses over into our art that will prevent you from growing as an artist, you know? And, you know, I've heard people, you know, use that as a goal and a way to say that they've made it as a professional artist. And yes, it does give you a stamp of, you know, professionalism, but it is not the answer for everybody right now. So just take that into account when you're dancing, you know, when you're really just living in your present, you know, and that's what it is. It's about being present. And, technically, that's one of the main things you can do is to be present and listen. And I think in our business, we have to be present and listen. Just take a moment. Stop from the drama that goes on in creating a life around this art. Just stop and really look at, you know, examine your family life and, you know, the things that you, because those make your art richer. You know, the only thing we have to bring is ourselves. The only thing we have to bring is our physical selves and our mental and emotional selves. So that is part of the tip for today is to bring yourself. Bring yourself into the room. Bring yourself onto set. Bring yourself onto the stage. If you're not acting from yourself, if you're playing a character that has no relation to yourself, you're lying. You're just lying. Out and out. And it's, you know, it's not to dissuade anybody from trying to take a risk and do a character that might be, you know, a little out there, but you can tell. You can see it on screen. And, you know, it's part of the reason why I think it's probably very clear in comedy. If you're acting from a place without your outside of yourself, you can almost start to sense that there is a deception being made, that you're not, you're serving maybe the joke, or you're maybe serving the thing, but you're not being a real person. Now, that is a sad reality, but there are some people that have long careers of, you know, just being detached from themselves. Now, I mean, would that validate their work, or would that just make them frauds? And I think deep down, even though they might be loved widely, they might think of themselves as frauds because they don't know why. Why does everybody like me? You know, and it causes issues in artists, you know, like, I think that's a deep cause of depression in, you know, especially acting, is not really understanding how to get back to the love that you receive, to live up to the love that you've received, and knowing a clear path on how to perform that and get that response again and again and again and again. So, you know, I got a little serious on you guys today, but it is, I guess you guys deserve it since I took some time off. But yeah, it's just really about knowing and being confident in the career path that you've chosen, and leaving all that other stuff, all the other accoutrement that comes with it, all the celebrity glitz, glam, fame out of the equation, and really doing your work. Matter of fact, some comedians I know, I mean, I brought them up, but some comedians I know are some of the most dedicated performers you'll ever meet. I mean, they live, breathe, and sleep this. So, I mean, I have nothing but respect, and I've gotten some great advice from comedians about being about your art. And it would be people that you would not even guess would be saying this. And I mean, like, you know, known people who just really are keyed into the fact that there is more than just being out there and showing off, you know, or being a pretty face. And maybe that is it, you know. Comedians have rules where they, you know, you're not necessarily funny if you're attractive, or, you know, the big muscle guy has a harder time being a comedian than, say, the skinny, wiry guy, you know, like that. Even for the women, too, it goes into, you know, like, are you a cutesy comedian, or are you really funny, you know? And does that deeply impact your trajectory in this career, you know? Are they just putting you up there because you're cute? You know, or are they putting you up there because you're really, really on your game? And so, you know, that takes a lot of discipline, because it's just, you know, you and a mic in most cases, you know, just like me now. So, but, you know, it's not to harp on these issues on this show, but I like to have a casual conversation with my people. All of you ignite your acting career people around the world, because we're growing, you know, with iTunes and everything. And man, let me tell you guys, if you support anything we do, it doesn't take much to go on iTunes, just rate, put a review, and just show iTunes that, you know, we need this voice. We need something up here. I don't think anything on iTunes is like this. Of course, you can do the same on SoundCloud and Stitcher. I think we're about to start expanding into some more podcatchers, so be on the lookout and support. Like the fake Facebook page. It's a very simple thing. Everybody's on Facebook. I mean, you like pages that you probably never looked at after you liked them, but if you could like our page, it would show the world that there's something before, because I'm working on some sponsorships, some ways that I can keep this show going free and make my time worthwhile being here. I want to thank you all for listening today. Check us out at igniteyouractingcareer.com. Once again, I'm Frank Fawcett, your host. I want you to keep dancing like nobody's watching. Let me say it right. Keep dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah. I'll see you next time. Later.